Military and Veterans Affairs Committee to order. It is April 25, and we are in the State Capitol, Room 120, the Grunberg Room. With us today are Representative Thompson, Representative Rauscher, Vice Chair Tuck, and myself, Chair Ledoux. Let the record reflect that we do have a quorum to conduct business today. And so please silence your electronic devices. And before we begin, I'd like to introduce our committee aide, Janine Tuck, and also thank Sophia Tenney with House Records and Madison Truitt, who is moderating the meeting with the LIO. And we have only one item on the agenda today, and that is National Native American Veterans Memorial. This is the first hearing on this bill. Representative Lincoln, would you like to come to the presentation table? And if you'd like, you can bring your staff with you. So if you'd like to begin by introducing yourself and your staff, you can then present the bill.
Okay. Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the committee. For the record, I'm John Lincoln, representative for House District 40. I'd like to thank you all for making time to hear our resolution this afternoon. And my staff member, Elizabeth Ferguson, will introduce the resolution.
All right. Just before you begin, I want to note that Representative Tarr has joined us. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair and members of the committee. For the record, my name is Elizabeth Ferguson, staff to Representative Lincoln, House District 40. House Resolution 6 expresses support and appreciation for the National Native American Veterans Memorial. The memorial, titled the Warriors Circle of Honor, will be built in Washington, D.C. on the grounds of the Smithsonian's National Museum of the American Indian and will be revealed on Veterans Day of 2020. The National Native American Veterans Memorial is the first national memorial that recognizes the contributions, service, and sacrifices American Indians, Alaska Natives, and Native Hawaiians have made while fighting for this country. Native Americans have served in every major war since the Revolutionary War. According to the U.S. Department of Defense, throughout the history of the United States, American Indians, Alaska Natives, and Native Hawaiians have served the armed forces in higher percentages than any other ethnicity. There are currently 31,000 active duty members who are Native American and 133,000 Native American veterans alive today. In addition to honoring Native American veterans, this memorial gives all visitors the opportunity to learn about the sacrifices, honors of valor, and distinguished services Native Americans have made in the last 250 years. Thank you.
Thank you. And Representative Kopp has now joined us. Do we have any questions from the committee?
Yes.
Representative Rauscher.
Thank you. Thank you, Madam Chair. Through the chair, this one, and how many other states have, I don't know whether it's sign on or agreed or are involved in this? Are we leading the charge?
I can answer that through the chair, Representative Rauscher. This has been an ongoing project for several years. Congress, instructed the Smithsonian's Institute to build this memorial, but there hasn't been any funding, so there's been ongoing funding for a decade or so, and we have invited testimony. Colonel Wayne Don, who serves on the advisory committee for this memorial, and he has more information and probably can shed more light on that.
Well, I'm probably premature. Thank you very much, to the chair, and I'll wait for the rest of the presentation.
Do we have any more questions?
Madam Chair.
Go ahead, Representative Tuck.
Thank you, and I think just to clarify, the resolution just expressing our profound support and appreciation for what is being done already. So it's nothing that we're asking for anything in particular, but just expression of support and appreciation. So thank you.
All right. Well, if I Representative Tarr.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I was just wondering, and I was just trying to pull it up. For example, like sometimes at the end of the resolutions, we'll say copies of this resolution shall be sent to, and do you have in mind who you're, where this is going, or do we want to add something to it about making sure like it's officially distributed to the right leaders?
Sure. Through the chair, Representative Tarr, we kind of thought about that, or we had that same line of thought, but this is just a simple resolution of the five different types of resolution, just a simple resolution expressing support and gratitude for this. Otherwise, we could have done a joint resolution that would have been sent to, you know, the governor or Alaska congressional delegation if we wanted. I think for now, we just really want to express our support. It's and Colonel Wayne Don, in our last hearing on the Tribal Affairs Committee, suggested that this resolution, copies of it, can be used for maybe fundraising efforts. But for now, we don't really have any plans on distributing it or asking for copies to be sent out.
Okay. Any more questions? You look like you've got a question that you want to ask.
thank you, Representative Ledoux. So we heard this in Tribal Affairs, and it was good to hear the testimony of the National Guard commander that called in, on behalf of the legislation. He did specifically say this absolutely helps with fundraising, and these are private funds that are being raised for this memorial. And I think Representative Tarr may have a point. I know, you know, that the sponsor may not have any intent to make a formal distribution, but I have a feeling our congressional delegation would probably like it. You know, it's and they would see that it matters to the House of Representatives, because it is an awesome thing. And I think you know, whether we have it as a whereas by all means, get it to them. they should know. Yeah, right.
Representative Lincoln.
Yeah, and if I might, Madam Chair, so I definitely intend to, if this resolution passes the House, and share it with a lot of people at home and also the congressional delegation and the Smithsonian and anyone else that would, you know, be interested in it. So not having it in the resolution that we're distributing those copies doesn't mean that we don't intend to, you know, make it very public and share it with a lot of people.
Thank you. Anyone else? All right, then I will now open public testimony. And I see that we have Wayne Don on the phone. I think he's Colonel Wayne Don. And would you like to, Colonel Don, can you hear us?
Yes, I can, ma'am.
So if you would like to identify yourself for the record and tell us with whom you're affiliated, and then proceed with your testimony.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you very much. Good afternoon, Madam Chair and members of the committee. I'm Wayne Dunn. I'm part of the Alaska Army National Guard and also a member of the committee member of the Museum of the American Indian for this Native American Monument Project. And what I'd like to do is talk a little bit about why I support this project, my affiliation with the project, and some history and some facts on the project itself, as well as detail some of the support that we've received in the state. And more broadly, just some of the support that the museum has received across the country, and just talk very briefly about the timeline and fundraising efforts. First of all, I'm a 25-year member of the Army and National Guard. Both of my grandfathers served in the Alaska Territorial Guard in World War II, as well as a number of my uncles. But the other reason that I really support this project is that it's a very deliberate effort to recognize the numerous Native Americans from the Revolutionary War to present who have contributed to the armed forces. So in that regard, it's a very personal project for me in that regard. So just briefly, Congress authorized the Museum of the American Indian to create this Veterans Memorial on the grounds in Washington, D.C., to provide Americans an opportunity to learn about the proud and courageous tradition of Native Americans in the armed forces of the United States. As a result of that charter, the Museum of the American Indian created an advisory committee of Native American veterans and family members that assisted in the outreach and also share some of their experiences and insights. The committee is chaired by Senator Ben Nighthorse Campbell, and Chickasaw Nation Lieutenant Governor Jefferson Keel. The composition of the committee is made up of American Indian, Native American, or Alaska Native, Native Hawaiian, and other family members from across the country. Between October of 2015 and June of 2017, the Museum of the American Indian staff held 35 community and regional consultations across the country. They met with approximately 1,200 Native veterans, tribal leaders, and family and community members, sharing the plans for the memorial and gathering feedback. And the feedback largely helped shape the design goals for the memorial, because you can imagine this memorial being representative of Native American contribution from the Revolutionary War to present. It's a very tall task. So it was important to gather a lot of feedback from all parts of Indian country. Once that was completed, an open international design competition opened in November of 2017. And from that, 120 proposals were gathered. Ultimately, a jury narrowed it down to five finalists and then unanimously selected the proposal Warrior Circle of Honor submitted by Harvey Pratt. Now, Harvey Pratt is a member of the Cheyenne and Arapaho tribes of Oklahoma. He's a Southern Cheyenne Peace Chief. And in addition, he's a retired forensic artist and also a Marine Corps Vietnam vet. So the museum, as I discussed, with its charter from Congress, was allowed to create this project. However, no federal funds were to be used, so the museum embarked on a very broad fundraising campaign as a result. And so there's a couple of key timelines here. The museum and project staff, total project dollar cost is at $15 million. Which would support outreach, maintenance, and actual construction. But the target goal in 2019 is to reach $8 million, and museum staff has to date raised $7.8 million. And so we have a timeline to reach $8 million by September of 2019 in order to start the groundbreaking. And so to answer the previous question, just about every tribe across the country, Native American tribes across have pledged support for this project, as well as large donors from private industry, to include Wells Fargo, Bank of America, Lockheed Martin, and a number of others as well. In Alaska itself, the regional corporations and a couple of village corporations have pledged financial support, and just to name to date the organizations that have contributed: Arctic Slope Regional Corporation, Chalista Corporation, Doyon, Bristol Bay, Sea Alaska, Chugach Alaska Corporation, Cook Inlet Regional, Afognak Native Corporation, and we've got a number of proposals out as well to South Central Foundation, the Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium, Bering Straits, Aklutna. Alaska Airlines has pledged an honor flight in November of 2020, when the monument will be unveiled, to bring members of a number of Alaskans from Anchorage to Washington, D.C. to witness the unveiling. So it's a pretty significant pledge in terms of resourcing and cost. And so, again, hopefully it answered the question on the level of support across the country. Lastly, I'd just like to appreciate the resolution being heard and look forward to the continued support as the committee on the project and museum staff move forward with fundraising and construction of the memorial. And with that, Madam Chair, I'd take any questions if you have any.
Do we have any questions for Colonel Don? Well, thank you very much. It sounds like a phenomenal project with great deal of support, and I looked at the picture of it, and wow, that's going to be really neat.
Yes, ma'am, absolutely.
Representative Tuck, I think he has a question.
Yes, and looking at the picture, is that going to be a flame in the middle of that circle that's continuously lit, or how is that monument going to be presented or lit up from that spot?
Yeah, there'll be some lighting in the area. Right now, there's not a plan to have a continuous flame there. And part of the discussion as they received a lot of feedback from veterans was that it needed to be a place of spiritual reflection and a quiet place for veterans and family members to come to reflect on service. And you know, one of the other things that they discussed, it kept coming up in all of their consultations, was that in some of our traditions, it's customary to leave gifts in remembrance of fallen veterans. And so there's a number of logistical things that still need to be addressed related to the project itself. But to answer your question, again, right now there's not a plan for a flame, but it's supposed to be lit.
Okay, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you. So do we have anybody else either online or in the audience who would like to testify? Well, hearing no one, I am going to close public testimony. Are there any further questions from the committee? Representative Thompson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Representative Lincoln, is there a companion bill going through on the Senate side on this resolution?
Through the chair, Representative Thompson, no, there isn't.
Madam Chair, we've only got 19 days left in session, and I'd like to see this get moving. If it has to go through the Senate side also, is there any reason to not move it today?
I'm actually not sure, since it's a House resolution. It's not a concurrent resolution.
Okay.
I don't believe it does go through the Senate side.
You're correct. Yes.
Right.
So
we don't want to make them look
I still like to see it get moved today so we can get things going.
Well, I was going to schedule it for amendments, if anybody wants to make an amendment, and then move it at our next meeting. Is that all right with you, Representative Lincoln?
That's fine with us, yeah. Whatever the wish of the committee to be happy with.
All right. Thank you. So that, again, that is my attention. Amendments are due in our office no later than Monday, April 29th at noon. Our next meeting is scheduled for Tuesday, April 30th at 1 p.m. It is now 1:19, and this concludes our meeting. We are now adjourned.